answered back and said like this, that the Bnei Yosef said, Anan, we, Mizera de Yosef, we're from the descendants of Yosef, the Loi Sholta Be'en Abisha, and Yosef HaTzadik and Ayin Hor is not Shalit. The Pesach says, Ben Peres Yosef, Ben Peres Ali Oyin, and we dash in Vyomer Bavua, Al Tikri Ale Ayin, El Oile Ayin. That means no eye could go upon Yosef. But since Yosef was Kovish as Yitzroy, Yosef held himself back, based on Ashes Potiphar, he didn't do the Chet, Machbas v'schuz there, he was Zeicha to protect himself from Ayin Hora. Or else some say that the Maisa was, they went in front of Yosef, when they went in front of Esav, that Yosef went in front of his mother Rachel, to Esav shouldn't see Rachel. Like when Yaakov went to meet Esav, so he brought his wives with him also. So it's brought down there that Yosef went in front of his mother Rachel to stop that Esav shouldn't be able to see his mother. So the schuss that Esav stopped him from looking at his mother, he made a mechitza, he was zeichet of Nayin Hara, would not be shalat on Yosef. That's why Locher is Nayin Hara, is not shalat on Bnei Yosef either. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Amiyach, it says it from here. The Pasuk says, Vayidgu l'roi b'kerav oretz. So Darshan, ma dogim shebiyom, just like fish in the yam, ma yemechasen aleihem, the water covers up the fish. V'ein ha'ayin sheletes behem, and the eye cannot look in and give an ayin hara upon fish. Is av zara shoyosef, the same way the children of Yosef, ein ayin sheletes behem, and ayin hara is not shelet upon the Bnei Yosef. That's the pasuk of Vayidgul Aroy v'ker of Oretz. You should know an ayin hara is not shelet on Bnei Yosef. Then we have before it says, Meraglim Yeshua v'kolev not l'chokim. The Meraglim, the 10 Meraglim that died, they did not receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Who took their portion? Yeshua and Kolev. Fred Gemar, how do we know this? That Yeshua and Kolev took the portions of the Meraglim. Omar Ula said, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, for Yeshua ben Nun, v'kolev ben Yefuneh, choyu min ha'noshim hain. Choyu, not only he was, but they lived from those people. For the Gemara, my Choyu, what does the Pasuk mean, Choyu, they lived? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Choyu of Mamish, that they Mamish lived, they didn't die. Vok Sid Kruach Ring, there's another Pasuk like that, it says, for Le'noisa Mayem Ish, none of the Meraglim were left over, means they all died, Ki'im Kolev Ben Yefun of Yeshua Ben Nun. Only Kolev Ben Yefun, Yeshua Ben Nun, these are the only two that stayed alive. If so, there's another pasuk that say that these two stayed alive and the rest of them died. So, what does this pasuk say? That Yeshua bin Nun v'kolev ben Yefuna choyu min hanoshim. What does it mean choyu? Elaz of the Mar explains, my choyu, what does choyu means? Shechayov b'chalkum. Means shechayov b'chalkum means that they took over their portions. That kolev and Yeshua and kolev took over the portions of the other Meraglim. They took over their portions. Yeah. Then the Mishnah, then we had Brisa says before, Misloinanim. So we'll soon see what Misloinanim means. The Havamina is, the old Klaiasor were like Misloinanim, like arguing. So it says, Misloinanim, the ones that argued in the Midbar. The Yadas Kerach and the people that fought with Kerach, the Hoyulam Chalkim Boritz. These Jews, these people, did not get a chelik at all in Eretz Yisrael. For the Gemara, first of all, the theory of Otan, you will learn, Miraglim, Misloinanim, Fiyadas Kerach, Yeshua v'kolev not l'chelkom. Here the Brisa says no. Not that nobody got it, but Yeshua and Kolev received it. The chelik of the Miraglim and the Misloinanim and the Yadas Kerach, all of it went to Yeshua and Kolev, so it's a theory. The Brisa before says, Kolev and Yeshua only took from the Meraglim, but the Misloinanim and Adas Kerach nobody got. And here it says, no, even the Misloinanim and the Adas Kerach also went to Yeshua. So Mar says, look, there's no theory in the Brisa. Or at least the Pshan, the Brisa is like this. Mar, one Brisa, Makish Misloinanim le Meraglim, makes a Hekish the Misloinanim to the Meraglim, just like the Meraglim went to Yeshua, the same way the Misloinanim also went to Yeshua and Kolev. and Mar, the other Braisa, Loi Makish Misloilanim Lemaraglim. Where is this Hekish? The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says that B'nai Slavcha tainted like this. Avinu Meis Bamidbar. The B'nai Slavcha said our father Slavcha died in the Midbar. That's called Avinu Meis Bamidbar. Zet Slavcha goes on Slavcha. Now they said, for who and him, Loi Hoya B'toich Eida. He was not part of the Eida. Because they wanted to say like the father was not a Rosha. He did not die because of a special Aveira. So what does it mean? Our father was not from the Meraglim. Then it says, Hanawadim al Hashem. They were not also from the ones that went against Hashem. Elo Misloinanim. That our father was not from the Misloinanim. Then it says, the Adas Kerich. Kimashmo, the Adas Kerich. That's this Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the B'nai Slavcha said their father was not from the Meraglim, not from the Misloinanim, and not from the Adas Kerich. So, Mar Makish Misloinanim LeMeraglim. This last Braisa says that the Meraglim and Misloinanim have the same halacha. So just like by the Meraglim, the Pasuk says the Yerusha went to Yeshua and Kalev, the same thing by the people that were Misloinanim, also their Yerusha went to the Yeshua and Kalev. Umar and the first Braisa, Loi Makish Misloinanim LeMeraglim. He does not make the Hekish of the Misloinanim to the Meraglim. If only the Meraglim's Yerusha went to Yeshua and Kalev. The Misloinanim, nobody got. Now, V'yomer Rapapa Li Abaya. So Rapapa said to Abaya, listen. Uleman de Makish Misloinanim LeMeraglim. Ichvul Yeshua v'kolev v'yaseh l'kul Eretz Yisrael. Like the Chur, the Havamina is the Misloinanim was right Klai Yisrael. The Apostle says v'hi Amkir Misloinanim. The Havamina was it's a different Misloinanim, not Adas Kerich, but it was the whole Klai Yisrael that was arguing. So it comes out that Yeshua and Kolev Kamat Yashin Zohu Eretz Yisrael. Does that make any sense? How could that be? Almost he said back to him like this, no. When it says here Misloinanim, it doesn't mean that the Pasuk of Ahi Yom Kim Misloinanim, but it means Shebadas Korach Kamrinin. It means the 250 that were arguing with Korach, those 250, their Yerusha went to Kalev and to Yeshua, but not the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Yom Leva Popol Abaya, Bishleim is good Laman the Yom Leyetzim Mitzrayim Nitzchalku. If you say the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael went to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, Mitzchalku Loretz, Hainu this, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayiplu Chevle Menashe Asara, that the Menashe received 10 portions in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Menashe received. So if you go Basa, the Yetzim Mitzrayim is good why they received 10 portions. Why? She saw the Shisha Bat Yavis, four from the four Bat Yavis they had of the Yetzim Mitzrayim, the Abodite, and four from themselves. So Ram explains, Hainu Dechsib Yeshua, Acha Shenotlu B'nai Slavcha V'yiplu Chelu M'nash Asara, Dainu Shisa the Shisha Bat Yavis, six from the six fathers, Haksuvim Lamalo, Fidala de Tu, Harayasara, Yasivli Avihi, Livnei Menashe, Nesorn Lemishbechosim, Livnei Aviyez, Livnei Chelek, Livnei Ashriel, Livnei Shchem, Livnei Chefer, Livnei Shemidoi, Eile Bnei Menashe, Ben Yosef, Haschorn Lemishbechosim, Yosef Ben Chefer, Vitlam Yeshua Nachla, so there were six of them. So those six took Yerusha, and it went down to the four that's alive right now, so that's how you get a ten. The Yabor Sad the Bnei Slavchad, right? In the four of Bnei Slavchad, that's the Chelik Slavchad from Yitzim Mitzrayim, Shnei Chalakim and Nechsei Chayfa, Vechados Lava Yotze. That's how you get 10 Bekitza. So if you go Bosu Yitzim Mitzrayim, it's good how you have 10 over here. The Mar Ela, but the Gemara says, Ela Laman Di Yoma, Laboy Yorah. So if you go the Chaluk only according to ones coming into Eretz Yisrael right now, Tim Nehevi, Shoni Bi Eight Chalakim. To a shisha, the shisha bought the yavis, or trade the two. There were six from the six bought the yavis, and two from them here right now. Hotimna, there should only be eight.
So how do you get 10 portions? Smor says no. Ula taimich, even according to your tam. Ula man di yom ala yoytze mitzrayim neschal kros. Even if yodhi achluk was given to yoytze mitzrayim. Test seven should only be 9. You only have 9. Elamai yisach lemeim, what do you have to, elamai yisach lemeim, what do you have to answer? Chad acha di abba heve. Lehu. There was one acha, one brother of the father there. That's how they got 10. So I tell you, Hachinami, even if you want to say you go both to the Yotzei, the boyim to Eretz Yisrael, Hachinami trei acha di abba evelu. You have to say there were two more brothers. So instead of 8, that's how you get 10. So Tanya, we learned, Noson titon lehem, zu nachlas aviyim, v'soich acha yaviyim, zu nachlas avi yaviyim. That is the nachla of the father and the grandfather. And then it says the postik v'avartem es nachlas aviyim lehem, zechelik b'chora. That like we said, Slavchad was the b'chor. He took 2 portions. So Kitzah comes out good, man, which way you learn, whether the Yotzei Mitzrayim took the Chalukah, or whether the boy Yoritz, that there were 10 portions coming over to this, Menashe. Yeah. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Af Chalek Achi Aviyam Notlo, he even took the Chalek of the uncles, the father's brothers. Shneimer Pasuk says, Nosan Titan, extra Nosan Titan, even the uncle's Chalukah also you get. Nothing more says though. Uluman diyomazo that trei achoy diabeve. There were 2 uncles there. The father had 2 brothers. Hevelu hahu meyachuzas nachlas nafka. How do you know that from? From the word from yachuzas nachlo. Rashi says to motzle michtav nosan titlam nachla b'soich achayavim. What does it say? Meyachuzas nachlo achud loshen rabim mashma. There were 2. There were another 2 uncles there also. The old Malayra popular bayo, Kroh Maikachoshe. Listen, what is the Pasuk talking about? What is this Pasuk being Mechashev? Yeah. E Toflis Kachoshev, if you're talking about the younger ones, less than 20, if so, Tuvehevei Behu. There's a lot of them. E Bot the Yavos Kachoshev, if only by the fathers, the main fathers, like the grandfathers. If so, shisha heavy. There should only be 6. How do you get 10 altogether? There should only be 6. You shouldn't have 10. All right, turn over. That is more answers. We only merely bought the yavis kachosh. We're talking about the bought the yavis. The hokum ashmelon. The bnei slavchad. Not lochelak b'chayra. At the bnei slavcha, since their father slavcha was a b'chor, they took 2 portions because of the father's b'chayra. Alma, what do you see? Eretz Yisrael mechzekasi. That Eretz Yisrael was mechzek to the avaseim from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. Because otherwise, you don't take 2. A b'chor only takes 2 from what his father was a mechzek in. So to raya that the father Tzlovchad was like a muchzik in Eretz Yisrael already. Therefore his daughters, they could take his 2 chalokim as the b'chor. Omama, what did you say? Fi habonim not lo b'schus avi aviyam. That the sons take b'schus the grandfathers. Or b'schus aviyam oseyim. B'schus the mother's fathers. I v'otani we learned b'schus atzmon. They only take their own schus, not the grandfathers, l'kashra. Ho command the Yomel Yotzei Mitzrayim. If you go, boss the Yotzei Mitzrayim again, a chelik of the grandfathers. Ho command the Yomel Boy Yoritz. Then they take their own chelik. The ones that come into Eretz Yisrael right now, they get their own portion right now. The boy said, not a parent, I'll tell you, ho, ho, the Boy Yoritz. Vivel man the Boy Yoritz. Lekasha. Ho, the heavy Ben Esrim, ho, the heavy Ben Esrim. If you are 20 years old right now, so then you get your own chalukah right now. But if right now you're not 20 years old, then you only have to get a chalukah from what your grandfather received from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. In other words, like we say, if you're a bar hochi to get from right now, you can get right now. If you have to only get from the Yotzei Mitzrayim, if you're not 20, you can't get from right now, then you have to wait to get from your great-grandfather's, from the one that was from the Yotzei Mitzrayim. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Kuf Yutes. We'll just go over again. Last Gemara and Daf Kuf Yutes on the base. Again, the last Shaila was So the last more game was it, and 10 lines up. Yomer Popla Baye. Bishlem Leman the Yom Liyetzim Mitzrayim Nifchal Kuoritz. If the earth is, if the Yerusha went according to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, Hainu Dichsidas, the Poskin Yoshua says, Vayiplu Chevle Menashe Asoro, that they gave out the Chelek to Menashe 10 portions. Chevle means with a string, the exact amount. Shisha the Shisha bought the Yovis. There were 6 bought the Yovis from the children of Menashe. The Yabur the 2, and Bnei Slovcha took 4 portions. We'll soon see what that means. Ho Asor, that's how you have 10. Elo Leman the Yom Adol Boy Yoritz, that would divide up according to the people coming at Eretz Yisrael, the Churatun, the Heve, there was only 8 then. Toho, she saw the Shisa bought the Yovis. True, there were 6 from the 6 different bought the Yovis. The Rashbam brings down the different Mishpochis of Menashe that it says over there. We live in Menashe, and his son of Mishpacha says, Bnei Aviezer, Bnei Chelek, Bnei Ashriel, Bnei Shechem, Bnei Chefer, Bnei Shemim Yoda. These are the 6 of them. So if you go both to the Boyoritz, these 6, and who traded 2, and only 2 out of Bnei Slovcha, that's all, is Hotim, there's only 8 then, Sariyev 10. But the moral of time, according to your time, no, Lamandi Yom Liyetzim Tram Eschak Oritz, Tesevei, there's only been 9. There was 6 from them, and then Bnei Slovcha only took 3, one of their own, and then from Bnei Chef, and then from the Chelek HaBechor. And Bnei Slovcha, what do you have to say? Chad Acho Diab Hevei. There was one brother of the father there that also they took from that portion. So Chanam, even if you say you go both at Bar Yoritz, again the same thing, Trey Acho Diab Hevei. There were 2 brothers of the father. The tiny will not like this. The post again by Midbar says, No san titon lehem, you should give to them zu nachla saviyim, that they get the nachla from the father. Besoich achay aviyim, what does that mean? Zu nachlas avi aviyim, from the grandfathers. Vihavarta es nachla saviyim, it goes over. That means, nachla saviyim lehem, zechelik b'chorah, that b'nai slovchod took over the b'chorah from the father slovchod, he was the b'chor. Even the portion of their father's brother, not Lushin. The Posik says extra and not some Titan. So kids who dash in this Posik and by Midbar's an extra Posik that the brothers also took, the brothers of the father also took. For the Gemara, Ulamandi Yom Mitzray Acha the Yabev, if you there were 2 brothers of the father, if so, how do you know that? Hevelu or who? Meyachuzas Nachla Nafka. Next word, Meyachuzas, a double Lushin like. This posik that it says in Yeshua they gave 10 portions, what is it talking about? It's talking about all of them that are coming into Eretz Yisrael right now. It was much more than just 10. He bought the Yovis Kachoshev, just them, they bought the Yovis, she sevi, just some from the Mishpochas of the name of Asher, there was only 6. So how do you get 10?